This goes to the Saginaw Veterans Administration, fax 989-321-4085. The patient is Dale, D-A-L-E, middle initial L, like Larry, Wyeth, W-Y-E-T-H. Date of birth is 11-19 of 1945. Dear sirs at the Saginaw Veterans Administration, this is a consultation for Mr. Wyeth, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels. He does have a known problem with left kidney being totally non-functional. It is filled with cysts, and it has absolutely no function. But he does have a right kidney that does function, and he's also suffered from multiple kidney stones, requiring stone retrieval procedures, stent placements, then removals in the ureter to let the stone pass or be removed. He does not believe he's passed any stones for at least 25 years, though. He also has had a history of prostate cancer and had a radical prostatectomy in 2002. Since then, he's had frequent nocturia 3 times a night and urinary incontinence. He does wear protective undergarments due to the chronic leakage of urine. He did have a CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis done without contrast, and the date was June 11th of 2019, ordered by Dr. Steven Jensen. And it did show a severe dysplasia of his left kidney with chronic multicystic dysplastic kidney, completely non-functioning, without any normal left-sided renal tissue left. On the right, there was a stone in the renal sinus measuring about 1.3 by 1.2 centimeters and mild upstream polyectasis without hydronephrosis. He's having no symptoms of kidney stone movement or passage, as previously stated. Currently, no chest pain or palpitations. He still works as a computer repair person in a local computer store in Alma, Michigan. He is retired from the Army and lived in Virginia while he was serving. Currently, no shortness of breath, cough, or wheezing. He does have chronic reflux, esophagitis, and has been taking Prilosec for many years. He has tried to stop it, but had to go back on it after the symptoms came back and were intractable. He has not smoked cigarettes since 1980. Prior to that, he did smoke heavily, though, 2 packs a day for many years. He's had diabetes for many years, and the last A1C was 8, so not very well controlled. And he just was had an addition to his diabetic medications of Actos 15 milligram daily since December of last year. And he's had no follow-up labs to see yet to check on the A1C to see if that's made a difference. Currently, no headaches or dizziness, no falls, no history of stroke or TIAs, no eye difficulties. He is hard of hearing. It does require hearing aids. He does have numbness and tingling of both feet. That's been present for quite a while. No significant joint pain, no back pain, no neck pain. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, hypothyroidism, prostate cancer, proteinuria, hyperlipidemia, COPD, stable, gout, gastroesophageal reflux disease, kidney stones, hearing loss requiring hearing aids, and diabetic neuropathy. Past surgical history, his last colonoscopy was 2017. He has had lumbar laminectomy. He had a radical prostatectomy in 2002 for prostate cancer. He did have a attempted left kidney surgery to remove a stone many, many years ago. There was no stone obtained from the left kidney, though. And then the multiple stent placement and removal and stone retrieval for kidney stones bilaterally. Social history, the patient quit smoking 1980. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He's married, lives with his wife. He's a computer repair, employed in computer repair, and he's retired from the Army. Family history is significant for type 2 diabetes, hypertension, cancer, COPD, hyperlipidemia, and thyroid disease. Review of systems as stated above. Drug allergies, he's allergic to amantadine, A-M like Mary, A-N like November, T-A-D like David, I-N like November, E. Prazodone and flunicillide, F like Frank, L-U-N like November, I-S-O-L-I-D like David, E. Medications, he's on magnesium, 500 milligram daily, magnesium oxide. Aspirin, 325 milligram daily. Tylenol, 325 milligram, one or two tablets, once or twice a day as needed for pain. Albuterol rescue inhaler, two inhalations up to four times a day as needed. Allopurinol is 100 milligram daily. Norvasc, 5 milligram daily. Lipitor, 20 milligram at bedtime. Vitamin D3, 2,000 units daily. He's got the Jardiance metformin combination 20/1,000 one daily. Ferrosulfate 325 milligram daily. Fluoxetine 20 milligram daily. Levothyroxine 25 microgram daily. Singulair 10 milligram daily. Omeprazole 40 milligram daily. Sitagliptin, it's SITAGLIPTIN. 50 milligram daily, and Actos, 15 milligram daily. Physical exam, his height is 65 inches, weight 175 pounds, pulse is 70, respirations are 16, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 70. Tympanic membranes are slightly scarred. The canals have some thick wax in them, but otherwise clear. Pharynx is clear. He does have some intact teeth and poor condition. No carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. No palpable nodules or lesions. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. He does have no bulges with straining or coughing. No enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema. Pedal pulse is 1 to 2 plus. Decreased sensation in feet. No ulcerations or lesions. And labs? Lab studies most recently were done 12-8-2025. Hemoglobin A1C was 8. Intact parathyroid hormone is 43.9. Hemoglobin 17.6. Hematocrit is 54.1. Normal white count and normal platelet levels. Creatinine is 1.5, estimated GFR 47. Sodium is 141, potassium 4.2. Carbon dioxide 23. Random glucose was 201. Calcium is 9.7. Ferritin level 153.1. Iron was 69. Oh, phosphorus is 3.1. And microalbumin to creatinine ratio was done March 7th, 2025. That was normal at 12. And creatinine 3, 7 of 25 was 1.3 with estimated GFR of 56. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with known non-functioning left kidney, recurrent kidney stones, but none present for, or none past for about 25 years, and history of prostate cancer with a total prostatectomy. We are going to have him repeat labs now at the local lab. He'll do that today. We're going to check your analysis, check for activity in the urine. Also, we want to schedule updated imaging studies, so we want a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan. That's scheduled for April 19th at My Michigan Medical Center in Alma, 1:15 p.m. And the patient will continue all of his routine medications, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.